Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing monkey branching. I provide audio and email coaching to help people try and get their ex back or get a new girlfriend or boyfriend. Check out my website for more details, www.dateme.tips. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing monkey branching. My ex has monkey branched is one of the most common statements that I am told. However, this doesn't officially mean anything in particular, because the term monkey branching means different things to different people. In today's podcast, I'm going to explain my theory of what monkey branching means, and then you will know what I'm referencing if I say the words. In my opinion, true monkey branching can only be done by a true monkey brancher. This is someone who is always looking to upgrade their relationship. Even if life seems perfect, they will chase the buzz of a new connection. A monkey brancher will always be searching for something that they deem as slightly better, jumping from relationship to relationship like a monkey does branch to branch. So a monkey brancher is always going to be on the lookout for a new partner. It doesn't matter how you feel your relationship has been. If you are with a monkey brancher, they will always be looking to upgrade. And this could be on the smallest thing. You know, we're not talking about big, major improvements necessarily. We're talking about the slightest thing which can catch a monkey brancher's eye. Whatever it is, if a monkey brancher deems that this is potentially a slightly better connection, they will have no problem with ending their current relationship and jumping into a new relationship with somebody else. Now, one of the main reasons that a monkey brancher might deem a new relationship to be their best option is because monkey branchers have an attraction to something which is new. So something which is new and fresh to a monkey brancher will automatically be deemed as something that's more exciting and therefore, in their mind, something more valuable. So whereas in some instances, you could be in a situation where maybe you was dumped, but you think to yourself, you know what, I didn't treat my partner right. I kind of understand why the end of a relationship and why they have decided to connect with somebody new. I wasn't doing the right things. And maybe you can look back on yourself and you realise that you wasn't putting into the relationship what you perhaps should have. Well, in some instances, if this is regarding a monkey brancher, then there might not even be anything in particular that the dumpee would have done wrong. There really might not be a situation where the dumpee could have done anything more to keep this relationship flowing. Unfortunately for the dumpee, they could not be the one thing that the monkey brancher was looking for, and that was new. And that is one of the main difficulties somebody will have if they are connected and in a relationship with a monkey brancher, because a monkey brancher will always be looking for any possible slight improvement before they jump from relationship to relationship. But as I've just said, this could actually be just the fact that it's new. If it's new, in the monkey brancher's eyes, it's more exciting, and therefore, this is all that it will take. So what are the signs of if you are with a monkey brancher? Because some people think to themselves, well, how do I know if I'm with a monkey brancher? Well, you of course won't know for certain. They are very unlikely to introduce themselves as a monkey brancher. They probably don't even understand the term. But there are certain things you can look out for. And the main element which should stand out as a red flag is if you connect with a partner, if you get into a relationship with somebody who has had lots of short-term relationships. I mean, even if some of these relationships have gone medium or even longer term, if they have had a lot of relationships, which when they explain about their relationship history, maybe they'll tell you about and you think to yourself, okay, they seem to have had a lot of relationships. You know, that can be a red flag. Now, please understand what I'm saying here. I'm not talking about real short-term connections which weren't deemed as relationships. I'm talking about things that the monkey brancher would have described as a relationship. So if you are connecting with somebody new, it's very natural at some stage to talk about your past. And if you're speaking to somebody and they say, look, you know, in the past, I was enjoying single life. I had some flings, some one night stands. Okay, that is not a monkey brancher. Okay, a monkey brancher would actually have had relationships with people. So a monkey brancher is somebody who would have said to you, look, you know, in my past, I've had, you know, quite a lot of relationships, but they just didn't work out. You know, that is a red flag. Because if you're thinking to yourself, well, why would they have got into what they would deem as a serious relationship and then jumped so quickly between them? You might want to do a little bit of conversational digging. And when I say that, you've got to be, you know, you've got to use your common sense here. Don't be a quiz master. Don't be somebody who is going to start causing problems between you and your new connection. But you've just got to be aware of when you're discussing this, if this is something that's come up and you're talking about your past and you're talking about your new partner's past, just consider what they're saying. And if they said they've had lots of relationships, maybe just say to them, all right, you know, what went wrong with those relationships? And if they're saying that in most instances it was them who ended the relationship, then you should be thinking to yourself, okay, so my new partner has had lots of relationships. They are saying their relationships, so they are saying that they were more valuable. They were saying that they were something that they was happy to kind of proceed life with, you know, maybe making future plans and whatnot. And yet they very quickly, or maybe after a relatively short period of time, they have decided to jump to a new relationship. They've decided to end this and move to somebody else. You've got to be asking yourself, why is that? And that can be a possible potential sign that your new partner is a monkey brancher. Somebody who is monkey branching will, as I've said, always be looking to upgrade. And what this means is that any interaction that they have with somebody is likely to be done in a flirty way. So if they are interacting with somebody who is of a potential relationship connection, that they are in maybe the kind of correct age bracket that they might be looking for a relationship with, if it's somebody that fits those basic criteria, then there is every possibility that somebody who is a monkey brancher will really begin to flirt and make the conversation that they're having with somebody a little bit more than a platonic conversation that most people would have when they are communicating with somebody. So maybe you have been told by a friend who has spotted your partner doing this, or maybe you're actually out with them and you think to yourself, wow, that was a little bit flirty. You know, that connection that you've just been trying to build with the waiter or the waitress. You know, if it's something that's a little bit more in depth than it should be, then that is something that you could be thinking to yourself, well, why are they doing that? And that can be a sign of a monkey brancher, because since a monkey brancher is always looking to upgrade, they are going to be always be in the position and the mindset of trying to build a new communication with somebody. They're trying to really grow this communication so that they can actually develop a connection. So probably a better way of considering it is that a monkey brancher in their subconscious is always behaving as a single person. Now, this doesn't mean that you're not going to be having in all elements a fulfilling relationship with a monkey brancher, because you've got to understand that until they find somebody that they deem to be an upgrade, they will be fully enjoying and expressing themselves within the relationship with you. That is what makes it so difficult. There can be absolutely no sign that there is anything wrong, because there is nothing wrong. Even if a relationship seems perfect, a monkey brancher will always be considering other options. And therefore, if they're communicating with somebody new, they'll be trying to build that communication. They'll be trying to build that connection and just see where it goes. You know, they might see somebody that they find attractive, or they might see somebody who they're not necessarily that attractive to. You know, they're maybe not instantly attracted to them, but they're just having a little bit of conversation because they're working them out and they're trying to understand in their mind whether this could be somebody that they would be better off with to move their life forward. And if you have been dumped and you're thinking to yourself, why did my ex do this all of a sudden? Then you might want to look at how they behaved during the relationship and whether they have had previous evidence and previous kind of suggestions of this type of behavior in previous relationships. This is when you can start to say to yourself, maybe I was with a monkey brancher. Okay, so not everybody who is dumped and then their partner quickly gets with somebody new has been monkey branched. That's what you've got to understand. That if that happens, is a rebound relationship. But that doesn't necessarily mean your ex was a monkey brancher. It depends on how and why this happened and their past. So please try to differentiate those terms, okay? If somebody gets into a rebound relationship, that doesn't necessarily mean that they monkey branched. Certainly not in how I like to describe the term. For me, monkey branching is something that is done by a true monkey brancher and somebody who has been like this probably their whole life, okay? Or certainly one of the triggers that can really turn somebody into a monkey brancher is if they have been hurt, because in the back of their mind, they're thinking to themselves, look, I don't want to be hurt again. So I'm always going to be on guard for anything that could go against me. And probably the best form of defense in that regard is pushing forward and going out into attack, as you might say. So the best form of protecting yourself is to attack. And the way you can attack is by trying to find new connections and monkey branching away. You know, you will find this, that people who have been hurt in the past often are the ones who they might get into a new relationship, but it's quite a shallow feeling from them because they are very adapt to just moving forward. They're always trying to keep everybody on their toes, themselves included, within the relationship. They are scared of it going stale, and hence they will monkey branch from relationship to always keep that new feeling, that magical feeling that people get when they first connect. And that is where I believe monkey branchers are generally trying to chase the dream that doesn't last. You know, they're trying to chase that honeymoon period, which can't always be maintained. So if you've been dumped and you think to yourself, you know what, I actually think my ex was a monkey brancher. Do I even want them back? Can I get them back? Is there any point of getting them back? Well, yes, you can get a monkey brancher back, just as you can get any ex back if you do the right things. There is no 100% guaranteed way to get your ex back. But if you do the right things at the right time, you stand every chance of getting them back one day. Certainly of at least having a conversation with them once more. And that is when you can try to rebuild. And this also includes monkey branches. If the monkey brancher is with somebody new, you've got to understand they're still a monkey brancher. They've still got that mindset, unless they've gone through counselling or something to try to really grow them past this difficulty that they're having in really connecting long term. Then they are very, very likely to be wanting to monkey branch once more. And you never know. You know, if they believe that you have improved yourself in one way or another through self-improvement, they might be interested to get back in contact with you and reconnect. But you've got to say to yourself, do you want to be with a monkey brancher? Because unless they change their thought patterns, they would do it once more. And that is why it's so important to really focus on yourself if you've been dumped and really move forward with your life, going through the self-improvement, but understanding that once you do that, you will be attractive to more people. You will have more options available and you don't have to put up with a monkey brancher. You don't have to put up with anybody who isn't treating you well. It's very, very important to understand that you can't be complacent within a relationship. If somebody has decided to end a relationship because they believe that the connection is not working for them and that they can find a better connection with somebody else, that also doesn't mean they're a monkey brancher. You know, if you are treating somebody really badly, if you are not in dating mode, if you are not giving somebody the relationship they desire, then they are likely to find somebody new. That doesn't mean they're a monkey brancher. They are a monkey brancher if there is very little wrong, if anything, with a relationship. They are a monkey brancher if they're doing this consistently. They are a monkey brancher if they're behaving in a way that every time you're out, they are flirting with other people and really trying to grow new connections as if they were single. They are the signs of a potential monkey brancher. So it's not the easiest term to fully kind of pin down, and different people will have different kind of terminology attached to it. But that is how I feel about monkey branching. Please feel free to ask me anything in the comments about your thoughts and, you know, if you want to really clarify something with me. But just understand that, you know, whether your ex was a monkey brancher or not, you know, you've got to be focusing on yourself and your journey. Go through the self-improvement and you can find a connection which works for you. And that's the most important thing. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description. Yeah.
If you miss your ex, we can help with that. Help you get them back, or we can help find you someone else. Yeah, yeah, Vincent Bo, the relationship coach, giving you some insight, bringing you a new approach. DateMe.tips, go and check the site, giving you advice, helping with your love life. Get your ex back or move to the next, ain't no sweat. You know Vincent Bo got you, finding love ain't no problem. Yeah, DateMe.tips, check it out now.